Uncle Laser here. America's built on fast cars, fast food, and even faster women. Photo Casino's built in America. You know what they're fast at? Fast cash prize redemption. You see, only Moto is U.S. owned and operated. Moto, it's American made. That's who we are, and that's who we care about. Play for free at Moto.us.
Moto Casino is the social casino. Void where prohibited. No purchase necessary. Visit Moto.us for more details. Must be 21 plus.
Moto Casino. America's social casino.
For some reason, the Vice President of the United States, J.D. Vance, always hops on Twitter and goes debate mode. He turns into a full-on debate bro and oftentimes is replying to random accounts with 200 followers with like long paragraphs, and he'll just be debating people for no reason. Well, yesterday, he hopped on and was trying to defend the big ugly bill, the bill that J.D. Vance casted the tie-breaking vote for as VP. This is Trump's like signature landmark bill. Every single president has one bill they put all of their weight behind. I do want to point out, at this point in Biden's term, 4 years ago exactly, Biden had passed two landmark pieces of legislation, both meant to help the American people in different ways regarding infrastructure or healthcare or benefits or social safety nets. But Trump is struggling to pass this one bill. It did get through the Senate. Now it's back in the House, and they'll vote on whether or not to proceed or whether to change the overall framework. But in this long meltdown on Twitter, J.D. Vance accidentally reveals how badly Trump is screwing MAGA voters. J.D. Vance tries to brush off the cuts to Medicaid. He tries to brush off all of the terrible aspects, but in doing so, he's kind of like playing his hand and showing that he knows exactly what people are going to complain about. We know a lot of Republican representatives, even senators, don't want to have to run on this bill in the midterms. This is not something they can be proud of or run on. And ideally, you're able to run on something that people, you know, they feel the positive effects of, not the negative effects of. And the negative effects of this bill is that it slashes over $1 trillion from Medicaid, from other essential health programs like SNAP benefits. It cuts programs that millions of working class and rural Americans, including Trump's own base, rely on for survival. The CBO, which is, you know, the Congressional Budget Office, a nonpartisan committee, says that the bill will strip health coverage from 12 to 14 to 18 million people. There are different estimates, with outside estimates saying it could be up to 19 million people. We don't exactly know. But here's Senator Bernie Sanders pointing out this exact thing.
Instead of throwing 16 million people off of health care, instead of creating a situation where 50,000 Americans die unnecessarily, why don't we do what every other major country on earth does and guarantee health care to all people as a human right? What do you got that, Mr. President? Instead of throwing 16 million people off, so we have almost 100 million uninsured.
That sounds like radical communism. I think we'd have an overall more productive society if we just throw all of the most vulnerable people in our society under the bus. Obviously, I say that in jest, but that's how Republicans think. That is how Republican lawmakers are approaching this. For example, Senator Lisa Murkowski has lost her damn mind. I've never seen anything like this. One of the craziest and most bizarre things that happened yesterday is Lisa Murkowski made a long post about how Trump's bill is bad, not ready to become law, how they need to get it right, how this should not be the final product, and she can't stand it. This was after she voted and provided the tie-breaking vote for it. This was after Senator Lisa Murkowski provided the tie-breaking vote. She says, "This was one of the hardest votes I've taken during my time in the Senate." Really? It was hard because you were spineless? My goal throughout the reconciliation process has been to make a bad bill better for Alaska. Okay, so she said it's a bad bill. And in many ways, we have done that. In addition to extending pro-growth tax cuts, a larger tax child tax credit, and no tax on tips or overtime, we've made a historic investment and modernization of the Coast Guard, enhancing our border security and national defense. We'll get into that later. Funded aviation safety, including AWOS, VWOS systems that will save lives, among other provisions. Then she goes on to say, but let's not kid ourselves. This has been an awful process, a frantic rush to meet an artificial deadline that has tested every limit of this institution. While we have worked to improve the present bill, it is not good enough for the rest of our nation, and we all know it. My sincere hope is that this is not the final product. The bill needs more work across chambers and is not ready for the president's desk. We need to work together to get this right. Read the last underlined sentences. This reads like somebody who hasn't yet voted on the bill and is still working on it. She had already provided the tie-breaking votes, and now it passed through the Senate and has to get reworked in the House again. But she said, my sincere hope is that this is not the final product. If you didn't want it to be, then use your leverage. Use your leverage. The bill needs more work across chambers and is not ready for the president's desk. Just an absolutely bizarre, bizarre display of events, but it's a cult. Here's Bernie Sanders even calling the Republican Party a Stalinist cult.
The Republican Party has not just become a right-wing extremist party. In many cases, it's become like a Stalinist party, a cult of the individual. And what the party is about now is that Trump says something, and if you have an independent thought, if you disagree with Mr. Trump, if you think maybe what he's proposing doesn't work for your constituents, you're out of here. You raise your voice, and in 5 minutes, they will be announcing a primary to your election. So what happened is Tillis thought that this was a bad piece of legislation for the
very, very true. It's like a Stalinist cult. And really far left people in the comments were saying stuff like, we don't like Stalin now. Like, no, we never liked Stalin. If you're like super, super far left and you love Stalin and authoritarianism, then you're missing the plot at that point. Bernie Sanders is calling it a Stalinist cult for a reason. It's not something that we want in America because it leads to this. J.D. Vance openly saying things when he knows it's going to harm his fan base. Okay, so let's start with the original post. The original post has J.D. Vance saying, everything else, the CBO score, the proper baseline, the minutia of the Medicaid policy is immaterial compared to the ICE money and immigration enforcement provisions. Okay, let's just back up for 1 second. Experts are saying that the passing of this bill could cause thousands, maybe even tens of thousands of preventable deaths every year due to the removal of Medicaid. So J.D. Vance, who calls himself like the forgotten man of Appalachia, or he always talks about Appalachia, he wrote a book about it, is now posting that the Medicaid cuts are immaterial, the CBO score is immaterial, the baseline is immaterial, the only thing that matters is the bill's massive increase in ICE funding and immigration enforcement. There is a massive admission, a staggering admission within this, because Vance is telling millions, even tens of millions, some would argue, tens of millions of Americans, that taking away their health care, gutting their health care, is justified because they can focus their anger on immigrants instead. It's like the classic playbook. Look over here. There are brown people in our country, so don't pay attention to your Medicaid being stripped away. But can I just talk about what they're planning to do very quickly? Because even when it comes to the immigration funding that they want to impose, read this sentence from this article. The scale of the proposed increases in ICE funding alone makes for a grim, dystopian reading. As Don Moynihan notes, ICE's annual budget for detentions would skyrocket from $3.4 billion in this current year. Think about all of the overreaching and terrible things ICE has done. They have $3.4 billion of funding to do that in 2025. But they want to increase it from $3.4 billion to $45 billion until the end of the 2029 fiscal year, a 365% increase, meaning that there would be billions and billions, tens of billions of dollars allocated on a yearly basis towards ICE, so ICE could create this almost police state, a big, large police state, and that is what they're going for. All right, to go back to J.D. Vance's tweet with the staggering admission that people should just like focus on immigrants. It's kind of the bait and switch. If you can distract the public with culture war panic or panic over nationality, then you can quietly redistribute wealth in an upward manner and shred the safety net at the bottom when we should be redistributing wealth in the opposite direction. And let me just remind you, the bill doesn't just cut Medicaid. It delivers enormous tax breaks to the wealthy. It will lose hundreds of thousands of jobs for people in the green energy sector because Trump just hates the word green. Republicans just hate the word green. And it delivers a lot of increase on the debt, which is like genuinely a big problem, especially for people of all ages. But I'm 22 years old, so I can't imagine what this problem is going to look like in 40 years. The only way out is massive, massive growth. But then what happened is Matthew Iglesias responded on Twitter. And really quickly, yesterday we did a live stream, and in that live stream, we decided to go through and take a bunch of notes on the bill, the big ugly bill, because we all know, like, the baseline facts. We've all been studying the bill, I'm sure. Everybody in the audience has been. But we decided, why don't we go through and create a master document? In this document, there can be an easily digestible way to see everything wrong with the bill, because it really is bad. It's like a charcuterie board where there's 15 different types of the cheese, but every single type is absolutely terrible and you lose track. So while we were creating this doc, we began to lose track because it was so damn long. The amount of terrible things was so long. The point is, we're going to go live again today, tomorrow, throughout the week. We're going to go live every single day with Chris Mowry, with Aria, with other contributors. We're going to go live, and what we're going to do is continue to study the bill, push back on the MAGA authoritarianism. And if you want to be a part of that, make sure you're subscribed below with post notifications on. The post notifications allow you to join the live stream right when it starts. You'll get a notification. We're really going to start a show that is next level here. All right, sorry, I digress. To continue, Matthew Iglesias points out millions of people losing their health insurance is not, quote, immaterial. Exactly. That's the point I'm making. You can't just cut Medicaid and then say that is immaterial. You are admitting a lot there, J.D. Vance. But then Vance replied to Matthew Iglesias. I said earlier in this video, J.D. Vance has a habit of just like replying to people randomly online. I wasn't lying. He does that a lot. He then said, this guy wants to bankrupt Medicaid by importing millions of illegal immigrants and giving them health care that ought by right go to his fellow citizens. Now he's pretending to care about them. The dishonesty is off the charts. Someone in the live chat yesterday said, Adam, why do they lie so much about immigrants being on Medicaid? And the reason why they lie about this fraud is because they use the lies as a pretext to then cut the Medicaid. If they can convince their constituents that brown people are benefiting from their money, their constituents will flip off any rationality and be scared about the culture war panic and allow J.D. Vance and, you know, all the Republicans to, behind the scenes, make these cuts and redistribute the wealth. So essentially, it's a bait and switch. Again, he's like, look over here at this waste, fraud, and abuse that doesn't exist because it's already illegal for people who are not documented to be on Medicaid. So, I mean, J.D. Vance then says, not importing millions of illegal immigrants and giving them benefits is the only way to save the country and its finances. That policy is far more important than any other provision of this bill. You know what my question is? If Trump is carrying out a mass deportation plan, as he claims, and getting all of the illegal immigrants out, as they claim, then why do we need to cut all of this right now if the Trump admin is already fixing the problem and stemming the root? In their eyes, they are taking contradictory stances right there. I should tweet that out. Fred Wellman says, you are an effing liar. Illegal immigrants don't get either program. You are effing poor Americans to give your masters a tax break. Remember when you were poor? Yeah, you got rich off of lying about that too. I agree, and the key point right here is that illegal immigrants don't get either program. It's not available at all. Somebody else points this out in the comments down here. That you need to lie about his position shows the weakness of your own position. Ken Warnock says, you are a lying POS. You already know that undocumented immigrants are ineligible for federal Medicaid funds. This is going to harm American citizens. Republicans are truly vile and disgusting people. And you can read right here. This is from healthinsurance.org. Let's see what it says. Under federal law, undocumented immigrants are ineligible to enroll in federally funded health coverage, including Medicaid, except in limited circumstances. In almost all cases, federal Medicaid funding cannot be used to provide coverage to undocumented immigrants. When it is, it's in emergency cases, which you cannot just deny people who are in an emergency healthcare. I will gladly pay extra taxes so people can get healthcare so that somebody, like, for example, if somebody needs chemotherapy, why the hell would the richest of the rich not be willing to give a little bit of trim off the top while maintaining their comfortable lifestyle? You don't have to, like, tear away your comfortable lifestyle, Jeff Bezos, but just a little trim off the top and redistribute that so that people are able to get health care. It's very, very simple. It's not at all idealistic when there are ways to do it, when there are funding mechanisms to do it. And we will relentlessly continue to advocate that, no matter how much J.D. Vance unknowingly exposes his disdain for anybody on Medicaid. I'm going to leave it at that. If you appreciate these videos, drop a like, subscribe. I'll see you all in the next one, and peace.
John Daly here. You know what day it is? Neither do I. I live life daily. That's why I only spin on Moto Casino. Moto's got daily free bonuses, daily tournaments, new slots added daily. And the best part, guaranteed daily jackpots. You can't beat that. So today's the day you grip it and spin it with me on Moto, America's social casino. Play for free on Moto.us.
Moto Casino is a social casino. Void where prohibited, no purchase necessary. Visit Moto.us for more details. Download the Moto Casino app today. Must be 21 plus.
Moto Casino, America's social casino.